Hello, mamas. I cannot be the only one whose world was turned upside down, back around, and smacked on the behind last week when the news of Lil Tay, infamous Instagram star, the news was calling her a rapper, which is so crazy because I've never heard a Lil Tay song in my life, was dead. At supposed age 14. Supposed. For a good 2 days, it was pandemonium online, out of nowhere. Her account completely dead for years. A new post emerges saying, basically, not to mince words, Lil Tay died and so did her brother. And it was out of the blue. It was so crazy. And the case is finally closed. I'm going to run it up for you here so you don't have to use your brain to process Lil Tay ever again. This will seal the case and you can go on to live a happy life, okay? Let's begin right after this quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
All right. And just so you know, I'm in bed because I'm in a hotel and I couldn't find a white wall for the life of me to record this in front of because, you know, I do the most for the set design on this podcast. It's all me, believe it or not. So just to give some background on Lil Tay, because I'm sure without a doubt you all know who Lil Tay is, but Lil Tay kind of like blew up out of nowhere on Instagram, and like, I want to say it was like 2017, the Bad Baby days, the Whoa Vicky days. They were like the three fucking horsemen of the apocalypse of Instagram in 2017. I actually can't give you a timeline. It's all a blur from when I had my first conscious thought, which was like 2015 to like 2018. That's all 1 year to me. But Lil Tay, got famous and went viral for making these videos being like, I'm the youngest flexer alive. And then like had a whole stack of money. He was like, this is what your mama makes in a year. And it was like, just, it was crazy, crazy stuff. We don't even need to get into how bonkers the Lil Tay stuff was. And she would kind of like, not collab, this is absolutely not the fucking word. She fought Bad Baby and was kind of like linked to Bad Baby for a little bit. Was like, whoa, Vicky's friend. I'm a 23-year-old man summarizing Lil Tay's internet career in bed. So there's something wrong there, but I'll unpack that at a later date. So Lil Tay was like a huge figure online, and like not just within like the other kind of weirdos in her scene, like Whoa Vicky and Bad Baby. Like she was like FaceTiming like XXXTentacion before he died. Like I think her last post before her death announcement was like a very cringe like screenshot of like on FaceTime, which people like always do whenever like a rapper dies, which is just the cringiest thing. They're like, oh no, blank died. Let's post every single scrap of evidence that I had some form of an acquaintanceship with them. That's very cringe. And you know what? That could even be a whole other episode. But anyways, she, she was like in the rap world some fucking how, which is crazy in itself. But obviously, I think she was 9 at the time. She did not graduate from Harvard like she said she did. I think she said she was like a Harvard dropout. Oh, it was like, it was hard to tell because like back then there was no real like nuance on Instagram. You couldn't tell, like no one would go on Instagram and expect someone to be like satire. And I really don't know if that's what the intent was with Lil Tay's online persona. If they were just like having fun doing the craziest shit or they were like actually trying to sell it remains up for debate. And I don't have the answer for you, but, people were like, she became like a very corny figure because obviously saying like, I'm the youngest flexer alive. This is more money than your mom makes in a year. But then it like came out that like where she actually got the money from and like these houses that she would pose in for her videos, be like, I'm the youngest flexer alive. Look at this fucking mansion. I made it out of Atlanta. Like all this shit. They were like housing properties that her mom like had because she was a real estate agent in Vancouver, Canada. And looking back at this now, when all this news came out that she died, I was like, holy fuck, we are so gullible as a species, not even as like humanity or society, like as a species, as a core. Because I was watching these videos, some of the early ones of her like in these mansions being like, I'm the youngest flexer alive. These are the Hollywood Hills behind me. And I looked and it was the fucking bridges in Vancouver, Canada. And no one batted an eye. Not one person batted an eye, which is so insane. What creates a being like this? You might be asking yourself. A lot of the time when there's like child stars or child like internet personalities, it's like their fucking demonic parents pulling the strings being like, hey, little baby Annabelle, I know you are 2 months old and just shit yourself, but say please subscribe to the camera because we're starting a family channel. What? You want to go to school? No. You're not doing that. We're going to start a family channel together. And by the way, I know we've talked about family channels in like previous episodes, but Jesus Christ, what a horrific situation to be in. But that was not really the case for Lil Tay. Lil Tay was kind of like the ringleader of the Lil Tay operation was her brother, not her mom. Her mom was kind of this like third party figure that just like happened to have these rental properties that Lil Tay would like film in. It was her brother that was like feeding her these lines, because if you're fucking 9 years old, it's not going to come to you in a gust of air to say like, wait, I'm the youngest flexer alive, I dropped out of Harvard. Like, that, no, it was the brother feeding this girl lines. And that even like came out like in proof in a solid video where she was like in front of this green screen and she would like, the brother was like just yelling, like being actually like a demon to her, being like, no, you're the youngest flexer alive. And she's like, I'm the youngest flexer alive. Like, it's crazy. If you want to look it up, check that out. And then all of a sudden they just like, they like disappeared one day. I can't remember the exact thing. I think it was like after like X's death, I think like Lil Tay just stopped posting. And there was a time in between like 2018 when she stopped posting and like now, where like a story came out. They like kind of like told their truth saying like, their dad, is like this like evil figure who's been like abusing them, and like holding all their like money and like career stuff. And I think they were like in a lawsuit or some like custody thing. I'm not sure the details of it, but long story short, it was bad between them and the family, and they were pretty much just like hiding out in Vancouver while they were like disappeared off the internet. So then all of a sudden, bada bing, bada fucking boom, wake up to hear that Lil Tay died. Like a full-on like white text Instagram like PR company announcement that Lil Tay passed away. Actually insane. And what was even crazier is they gave no explanation, which, you know, obviously like you don't really get most of the time when like a celebrity dies, especially if it's like none your fucking business, which it isn't for most people. There was no explanation, and it was crazy because they just tacked in like the brother's death as well. They were like, her brother's loss like adds an undescribable layer of grief. And you know what, mamas? I'm a gullible motherfucker. Yes, I am. I don't even think for a second that I doubted it, that I questioned it. I was like in shock. I was like, what? I wasn't like, no! Like that video of like Trisha Paytas on like the beaches of Normandy in World War II. She's like, no! Like that wasn't me, but I was like, damn. Like that's actually crazy and so sad. But I noticed a lot of people were very skeptical, like immediately online being like, it's not adding up. What do you mean they both died? That makes no sense. And there was like no proof. And as hours went on, there was like kind of more things coming out. People reached out to the Vancouver Police Department and the Los Angeles Police Department and was like, so did Lil Tay die? And they're like, we have no record of that. We have no like clue what you are talking about. Which also is so crazy because like that means that someone like actually saw that Instagram post and freaked out and was like, like, and then called the police, was like, is it true? That's insane. But I ate it right up. And you all obviously already know Lil Tay is alive. But they didn't announce it for like 24 hours. And there's so many levels and so many like conspiracy theories that I have on this. And we'll get into those right after this quick break. All right, I actually found the death post. This is what was posted. It is with a heavy heart that we share the devastating news of our beloved Claire's sudden and tragic passing. We have no words to express the unbearable loss and indescribable pain. This outcome was entirely unexpected and has left us all in shock. Her brother's passing adds an even more unimaginable depth to our grief. During this time of immense sorrow, we kindly ask for privacy as we grieve this overwhelming loss, as the circumstances surrounding Claire and her brother's passing are still under investigation. Claire will forever remain in our hearts, her absence leaving an irreplaceable void that will be felt by all who knew and loved her. See, I ate it up because I'm fucking done, and I like, yeah. But more things started coming out. Someone ran this like paragraph through one of those like reverse engineering AI, it's like a program to see, I just said program, I sound like I'm fucking 60 years old. It's a website that lets you see if like an AI generated the text that you're reading, and it came back, this was like 99% chance that AI wrote this, so that was already weird, but like not disproving it immediately. Maybe they just have like a terrible PR like person that was like, oh shit, my client died, let's see what ChatGPT has to say for condolences, that could still be the case. But the next thing that was fishy was they said Claire will forever remain in our hearts. Who the fuck is Claire? Her her name's not Claire, it's like Tian or something. But it's not fucking Claire. So that was another one where people were like, huh? Like, ding, ding, ding. What are y'all talking about? So, and also, what also, like, sold it. So, like, say she just posted this and that was it. Then, like, that'd be a little bit fishy. But whoever posted this also went to, like, different entertainment outlets, like Variety, The Hollywood Reporter, like, you know, reputable sources that are supposed to be, like, fact-checking their work, and went out to them saying, yup, she's dead, which is so crazy, and they ran the stories. So, like, it wasn't just, like, there was this one Instagram post. It was, like, major media was, like, reporting on it. Like, I think Time Magazine was, like, Lil Tay is dead. So, it felt so real, and the person that did this, befoozled, bewildered, begoogled, magoobalubled, like, everyone. But obviously not everyone, because people still did some digging. So, family members also, this is, like, so crazy, like, family members are, like, also in the dark. One weird thing, I mentioned, like, earlier, like, her dad is, like, evil and, like, has been, like, literally holding them, like, fucking hostage, basically. when press reached out to him, he didn't say yes or no, which is very weird. And that, and I'll add that to one of my conspiracies, which we'll get to in a second. But like it's very strange that he didn't just flat out say, nope, she's alive. Like, to play along with this post that later turned out to be fake is very fucking weird. And I don't know what that means. I have some theories, though. So finally, the thrilling conclusion is finally Lil Tay, actual fucking real Lil Tay, got in contact with like TMZ, which is like a horrible source to like clear your fucking name to like come back from the dead on. Like, TMZ is like so bad for like not fact check. I mean, they don't fact check. They're a tabloid. They just like are like paparazzi, like with a Gucci belt. Like, that's it. So, but she went to them and was like, hey, yo, I'm alive. And what she claimed was she was hacked. And that's like a very cop-out excuse a lot of the time. Like, I've seen people like do crazy shit online and be like, I was hacked. Or like, famously, that that tweet where I think it was like Rita Ora or like Bebe Rexha, and she was like, I'm gonna drop my EP at 40,000 retweets, and it got like 300 retweets. And then she, like an hour later, she was like, I was hacked. Nothing comes out until I'm ready with it. Like, and it was so obvious that the tweet flopped. And so, sorry, I just remember that. That was fucking crazy. but it turns out, it actually factually turns out that Lil Tay was hacked. A spokesperson for Meta, which owns Instagram. I'm really sick. Y'all, I'm real fucking sick. Sidebar. I'm really sick of calling Instagram like Meta. Or you see that so often in like news things. They're like, Instagram owned by Meta. Shut up. It's Instagram. It's just like, I'm not going to call Twitter X. Have you lost your mind? X marks the spot. No, I'm calling it Twitter. There was this amazing, stunning tweet by either John Green or Hank Green, and I'm so sorry, I cannot differentiate. but they were like, if some rich billionaire comes into your town and like names it like Walmart City, you're not going to call it Walmart City. You're still going to call it Milwaukee, Wisconsin. If something along the lines, I'm like paraphrasing. Same thing for Twitter. I'm not calling it X. I'm calling it Twitter. Or I'm not calling it formerly known as Twitter. Shut up. It's Twitter. So, anyways, the spokesperson for Instagram said that, yeah, it like confirmed her account was hacked, and Instagram actually helped her get her account access back. So let's like break down. Let's get a little true crimey here. I know the lighting like really makes this shit look true crimey. What the fuck would be the motive for this? To hack into someone's Instagram account and say that they're dead. On the one hand, which is probably like the strongest theory, they're just psycho. They're just crazy. There's a lot of horrible psychotic things that people do just because they are crazy. What is it? Like 1 in 100 people are like psychopaths and like can't feel empathy or something. Fuck, like, I'm surprised shit like this doesn't happen more often. So there's that. There's B. Maybe they were going to try and like go along with this whole thing and like try and get money out of it. Like, maybe they're going to say like she's dead and then like do like a GoFundMe for like a memorial or launch like a freaking cryptocurrency like in her name or something. So those are like kind of the two main like theories that I have. A real conspiracy theory was like it was a dad for some reason, but anywho, what would be, let's play devil's advocate. What if it actually was like Lil Tay and her brother that orchestrated all of this? It wouldn't be too far off from their typical antics and hijinks. They've done like publicity stunts before. I mean, her whole fucking account is just publicity stunts. She's a walking publicity stunt. I wouldn't put it past her. In fact, I'd think out of anyone, it'd probably be Lil Tay that would like fake her own death. And the motive for that would probably be very similar to just like a random person doing it. Like, you could capitalize on it, make freaking RIP Lil Tay merch. I don't know. Like, the possibilities are endless. But I also, a quick sidebar, I actually don't know if it's, like, illegal to do that, to, like, fake your own death. I think, like, if you're doing that to collect, like, life insurance, yes, obviously, duh. But say you are just, say you're me and you, like, have fucking nothing. And, well, okay, I don't have nothing, but, like, I don't have life insurance. And I just posted on my Instagram. I was like, this is the coroner. Whoever's phone this was killed in a car accident. And then I fucked off to, like, an island in, like, the Indian Ocean, and no one ever heard from me again. And then I came back 60 years later and was like, hey, I don't know if that's illegal. I think it's probably illegal if, like, the police, like, end up going searching for you, because then, like, you're causing, like, obviously a big stir and a big commotion. But I don't know if that would be illegal. So, like, adding to the conspiracy theories, there's, like, the added layer that Lil Tay and her brother were, like, in this active legal battle with their dad. So maybe, like, maybe they were trying to make a play or something. Like, maybe, like, we'll fake our death. And then the police. I don't know. Like, it truly is so hard to, like, put yourself in the shoes of the person that's doing that, because it's, like, that's such a big. Like, it's not like you're just hacking them, being like, ayo, follow my Instagram, which is, like, what typically happens when you get hacked. This was, like, a carefully crafted, maybe not carefully crafted if it was, like, written with, like, ChatGPT, but very just out of fucking pocket thing to do. To, like, say, not only, like, they really got, like, a two for one. Like, not only say Lil Tay is dead, but the brother too. Like, bada bing, bada boom, you fucking got them both. So, what makes, like, what adds to, like, conspiracy theories for me is, like, why did the dad not just outright say they're alive? Because if you're their dad and you are hearing on the fucking news that they're dead, you are obviously going to probably try and find out for yourself, I would expect. And if you know that they're alive, you, at least I, wouldn't perpetuate the notion that they're fucking dead. Like, that's crazy. So it almost makes me wonder, like, was the dad in it in some shape or form? Because the only rational thing to do is to just say, my children are not dead in that situation. But he didn't, which is so fucking weird. But it is, like, oh, also side note, I used to live, like, literally right next to, like, where Lil Tay lives. I don't know the exact house, but I know, like, the area. And I was, like, in the same fucking neighborhood, like, just, like, a few streets over for, like, a year in, like, 2021. So that's bonkers. Just remember that. I could have freed Lil Tay, and this would have never happened. But anyways, I want to hear, like, what your thoughts and what your theories are on this, because it's so weird, and it's still so weird. Like, even though we have the answers, we don't know who fucking hacked it. We don't know what their motive was, and it's driving me crazy. But actually, comment your theory, and then we'll leave it at that, because I'm never fucking thinking about Lil Tay ever again for the rest of my life, willingly. And with that being said, let's read your drama of the week. Today's drama comes from Ratty the Patty. If you want me to read your drama and give my two cents and be your little mini therapist that's not charging at all, not even a dime, just comment it on the YouTube video version of this podcast. Just one sentence, please. I can only read for so long before I start messing up words and it gets real embarrassing. This comes from Ratty the Patty. They said, I started school today and we got a new student. She was very nice at first, and so we decided to go to the mall, and she tried to steal from multiple stores and got us kicked out from a store. I don't know if I can trust her. Sad face. I love your podcast and vids. She's fucking valid. Like, here is the thing. People steal for a lot of different reasons. It could be just kleptomaniac, like, you're doing it for the fucking thrill and, like, power to you. It could be they genuinely need what they're stealing. They could be like in a grocery store and like they like don't have any food at home, so they're stealing. Obviously, that one's more a lot more valid than the first one. The first one's just kind of like, you go, girl. But that is a little tricky that they're doing it with you. And I've experienced this before. I had a friend that would like steal stuff at Target when I was with her, and I'd be like, can you wait? Can you do that another time, please? And it's like, it puts you in like an uncomfortable position, and you're valid to like not want to be around them when they're doing that. I don't think that necessarily means that they're like untrustworthy. And also, let me be very like clear, like there's a difference between stealing from like fucking Claire's at the mall versus like a bodega on your street or like a local small business. Like, do not fucking do that. But I'm not gonna say one way or another for anything. You know how I fucking feel about that. But yeah, I wouldn't say you can't trust her. Just like have a conversation with her. First of all, make sure she's okay, because you know she might be stealing out of like pure necessity and she might be hungry. But just say like, hey, that makes me uncomfortable when you do that. Like, I don't want to get in trouble. You can make that risk on your own, but not when I'm with you, Buster. But I love you. But don't get me sent to jail, because Target will fucking arrest you if you steal. What is the grand larceny amount? Like $1,000 of merchandise? They will wait. They will catch you on the cameras and add up how much you steal until you get to that number. And then they fucking lock you up, baby. And that is your Ben Street Smart of the day. I love you so much. I hope you have a good rest of your week. I'll see you next Wednesday. I'm in Amsterdam, believe it or not. So sorry if you heard silly little European sirens. That was that. I love you. Bye.